Welcome to the Film and Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 6:05 British summertime. Now, I hope the volume is a bit better today because I've had some people come complain that it was a bit low yesterday. So I have turned it up, and I'm holding the mic a bit closer to my mouth. So that's all I think I can do. If there are further problems, I'll have to contact my IT people because that's what he suggested for me to do today. But just moving on to the markets because it really has been a very exciting day in here. You had these US core producer prices falling, and they fell quite a bit more than people had expected. I'll tell you what the survey said. The prior figure was 0.5%, and the survey was 0.4, but the actual figure was 0.1. So that's quite a bit lower on the actual PPI index month over month than people had been expecting. So, as soon as we saw that, then you had this big rally in the European equities, and while Asia was really quite slow in here today. I'd say the biggest mover was the ASX in Australia. That was down 35 points, or nearly 0.75%. But that doesn't seem to do. I mean, that's not a very big move. But in Europe, you really had some quite spectacular gains. You'll see the ESMI chart that I put up in the interesting chart section today. That is creeping in there on the highs that we saw in May. The IBEX was up 0.75%. That was not the best, certainly not the best mover, but again, that is creeping in on that sort of 12,100, 12,200 mark, which is where the May highs were. The FTSE was probably the weakest of the European markets, and that's because it had some relatively bad inflation figures come out today, so that took a bit of the shine off of the rally for the FTSE. But the DAX and the CAC are both up. The DAX is up 1.5%, and the CAC was up 1.35%. Those are really good, strong dynamics breaking out of this congestion area that we've had for the last month. And you'd really have to give the upside the benefit of the doubt, which we've been saying now for the last couple of weeks, as long as these higher lows hold. And right now, there doesn't seem to be any sign of those breaking. I think it would be surprising if we didn't see another relatively serious correction at some point between now and the end of October. But right now, these equity markets are really looking quite good in Europe. When I was recording the audio yesterday, I said that the US markets were looking quite good, but they closed almost exactly where they opened, leaving quite a big tail, particularly on the Nasdaq. But with those PPI figures coming out in here today, they've rallied back up again, so it's going to be a question of whether they maintain those gains through to the end of the session, because it's only 1:10 in the afternoon in New York right now. But the Nasdaq is currently up 33 points, that's 1.61%. The Dow Jones is up 95 points, and the S&P is up 12.5 points. But these are starting to look a little bit better in here. The Nasdaq is still very much the laggard, and while it's also one of the most volatile, it's coming up now. I suppose to describe this trend, it's certainly in a downtrend. The biggest part of the reaction was in May, and it had quite a stiff fall in the early part of July as well. The current action is taking it back up into that June consolidation area, so it's testing an area of potential resistance right now. It would really need to close above the sort of 1550 level to give us a bit of a more comfortable edge, because the size of the consolidation right now is really very similar to the one we saw in June. So that's still a consistent downtrend right now. And while you have the commonality factor, certainly with other global stock markets, the Nasdaq is by far one of the most risky of the developed markets. So we won't really have a good signal that the medium-term correction is over until the Nasdaq re start breaks this downtrend, and we can't say that right now. So while the markets that are starting to make higher highs and are challenging those May highs are really the leaders right now, the Nasdaq is one to watch for when we can definitively say that the medium-term correction is over, and that is not quite yet. Now, moving on to the bond markets, because there was another good move there in the in bonds. You had the 30-year treasuries coming right back to 108. The low of the day was 107.29. PPI figures came out, big rally. They're up nearly a full point at 108.29 right now. It's up 30 points on the day, but 108 had been an area of resistance for the sort of the last quarter. And once it had broken above 108, it rallied a bit up towards 110, and then it came right back and tested that resistance from the consolidation and now rallied again. So we can say that you'd really have to give these bonds the benefit of the doubt on the upside as long as that 108 level holds. I'm personally not going to, I'm not interested at all in going long of bonds. I'd be much more interested if this does actually develop into an uptrend. I'd be much more interested in shorting it when it starts to lose momentum and we get the first downward dynamic, because I think that government bonds are in a secular downtrend and yields are in a secular uptrend. But that's more big picture Friday type stuff. Looking at the gold markets, because you had, sorry, the precious metal markets, gold was soft in here today. It's down 6.10 on the future. That's at 6.27 or 6.24 on the spot. Silver was much firmer. It had a low around 11.85, but has since rallied up from there. It's at 12.10 on the September contract right now, which is only down 6 cents on the day. And the reason that they've been weak over the last 3 or 4 days has been because of the stronger dollar. But with these PPI figures coming out, and I hate to keep harping on about them, but it was certainly the biggest move and the biggest piece of news that came out today. Because you had these figures come out, it means that the market has now lurched to the side of Ben Bernanke, where the pause looks like it was a smart thing to do, and that inflationary fears are waning. That, of course, means that you're not going to have further interest rate hikes, which is a weakening for the dollar. So that is probably bullish for the excuse me, bullish in one way, at least in very short term for the precious metals. But if you have inflationary fears coming off, then that's probably not too bullish for the precious metals. Right now, their silver in particular is probably the best of them, and it's looking quite good. And it's going to be a case of lurching back between the inflationary story and the strong dollar story. And it's going to be a case of which one of those is going to win out in the precious metals. Now, the industrial metals haven't had a particularly good day. The copper price has been lurching around quite a bit. It's down 80 cents right now. It's at 8, or sorry, 3.52. It's at a $10 range around that level, and the euro is up a bit. It's at 127.90. So that's really a relatively good rally from the euro on the well, more of a weakness of the dollar really. Coffee also had a good rally in here. It's at 14. 14.12 right now. That's at 47 points up, having found a little bit of support around the previous highs. That's well, I should mention that while CPI came out today, sorry, PPI came out today, CPI is coming out tomorrow, and it'll be interesting to see what happens with that. If that comes out dovish, then we can expect this stock market rally to keep going, I suspect. But if there's any surprise there, it's going to weigh on these stock markets. And you can see from the way they're moving with each individual piece of data that markets are really still quite nervous. And of course, we're in the middle of August, so there you don't have the amount of liquidity that you would normally have. And they do tend to jump around just that little bit more. So we can expect probably a little bit more volatility over the next couple of weeks until we hit September. But if there's anything else I can help out with, or I hope the audio volume was good enough. But thank you very much for your time, and have a good evening.